daf is Arachin daf Dalid. We left off on daf Gimel Amud Beis. We're at the first wide line on daf Gimel Amud Beis. Today we have three sponsors for the daf Yomi. Today's shir is sponsored by David Weinstein in honor of his father's yard site, Yosef Ben Moshe Shevach, which is the 17th day of Sivan. We thank Mr. Weinstein very, very much for the sponsorship. And today's shir is also sponsored, and the Nesham Sheven Aliyah, today's shir is also sponsored by Todd Brody, L'Zecher Nishmas, his father, Dr. Baruch Brody, on his first yard site, Baruch Alter, Ben Harav Eliezer Ze'ev, and the Nesham Sheven Aliyah. And also it is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. And we thank all of these sponsors very much for their continued sponsorship of the daf. So we are holding on the very first wide line of daf Gimel Amud Beis, and we're still hopping around from one place in Shas to the next, where we say what the limud is from each time that the Torah, that the Mishnah or the Braisa says Hakol, and then we shifted yesterday to discuss what the Chiddush is by each mitzvah, where we point out that Kohanim, Levim, the Yisraelim are included. Obviously, Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim are included in everything. So we're going to finish up that discussion. And I came across just yesterday in the Rav Soloveitchik had a famous drasha on Parshas Bahaloscha, where his primary kasha on the parsha was that there doesn't seem to be any connection between the different parts, that there are so many different topics, and he described the experience of listening to the Baal Koreh read Parshas Bahaloscha like a bee on a warm summer's day, flying from flower to flower, sucking just a little bit of nectar from each one. And that's what the beginning of Arachin feels like you're just going from one to the other, getting a little bit of sweetness from each area of Torah. But we will get back to Arachin today. The Gemara is then going to discuss what the Chiddush is that Kohanim are Chayiv in Zimun, and that they're Mitztarif with the Yisrael for Zimun, and then we're going to get back to Arachin on Amud Aleph. We're going to have three possible explanations of what the Chiddush is that Kohanim are included in Arachin. So, and that's going to be our window back into Arachin, and we're going to have a brisa on the bottom of Amud Aleph that's going to derive two halachos from the word Be'erkecha, four halachos from the word Nafshos, a couple of other halachos, and the whole rest of the daf is going to be just expounding on that brisa of what you give when you say Erech Stam. It's going to explain all the different drashos on Nafshos, and what the chidushim are that Tumtum and Androgynous, what the chiddush is that Tumtum and Androgynous have done in, even though they don't have Arachin, because they are neither male nor female, but isn't it obvious that they have done in, that there is some value to Tumtum, some monetary value to Tumtum Vandrogonus. So we'll get to all that Bezus Hashem in this stuff. So let's pick up Hakol Chayavin Bitkiya Shofar. The Gemara tells us that there's a brisa that says Hakol Chayavin Bitkiya Shofar Kohanim Levim V'Yisraelim. It's asking Mar Pshita, Kohanim Mitzrichale. No, the Chiddush is that Kohanim are Chayiv in Tkiyah Shofar, because Salka Daidich Amina Hol Ksiv Yom Truah Yelechem, Mandalei Seyla B'Tkiyah Dechad Yom Chayiv, Vani Kohanim Ol V'Yisum B'Tkiyah Kulei Shata, Dechsiv B'Tkatam Chad Shotzos Al Olo Seichem Emel Lo Lechayivu. The Chiddush is that Kohanim are Chayiv, because the Pasuk calls Rosh Hashanah a Yom Truah, which implies that there's only one day a year that's actually a Yom Truah, but people who are Chayiv in some sort of Tkiyos throughout the entire year, like Kohanim, since each day of the year they're chayiv in tekiyos because of the tekiyos associated with karbanos, so I might think they're not chayiv in the tekiyah shofar of Rosh Hashanah. So that's the great chiddush, that they are chayiv in the tekiyah shofar of Rosh Hashanah. The Sefer HaChinuch, the Mitzvah Shin Pei Dalet, points out that, you know, the pasuk doesn't say that isnu b'tekiyah kule shata, that they're chayiv in tekiyah all year. What does the pasuk say? The pasuk tells us b'yom simchaschem u'bimo Adechem uburashi chachechem utkatem chatzotzos al oloseichem. That it's only on very specific days of the year, and yom simchaschem, moadechem, rashi chachechem. But nevertheless, says the Sefer Chinuch, they were tokeh b'chol yom on the Karban Tamid shal shachar, and that's the pashtos of our sugya, that it's kol kule shasa, that it's the entire year, every single day. However, the Sefer Chinuch points out that from the Rambam in Hilchos Klei Hamikdash Paragimel Halacha Hey, it sounds that only on Moadim and Rosh Chodashim they had a tekiyah. However, it's a little bit unclear. Minchas Chinuch points out that the Rambam in Hilchos Tamid in Perek Vav Halach Vav does say explicitly that there are tkios with the Karban Tamid. So it's a bit unclear why the Sefer HaChinuch would think that the Rambam disagrees with him and holds that there are only tkios on Yom Simchaschem Moadechem V'Rashi Chadshechem. But either way, the Hava Amina would be that they're included in more than just the tkios of Rosh Hashanah, and therefore maybe that by its very nature excludes them from the tkios of Rosh Hashanah. And that's why I need to be told, no, that they're still included. So says Gemara, me dummy, wait a second, how could you compare the tekios that the Kohanim are chayvin throughout the rest of the year with the tekios of Rosh Hashanah? Hasam b'chatzotzos, by the tekios of the Kohanim b'kol Hashanah, it's with chatzotzos, and hacha shofar, and by Rosh Hashanah it's with a shofar. So why would there be a havamina that they're pater from tekios and Rosh Hashanah because they have tekios the rest of the year? They don't have these tekios the rest of the year. They have tekios b'chatzotzos the rest of the year, not tekios with a shofar on the during the rest of the year. So says Gemara Itzrich. So we have to have another explanation of why the Brisa has to tell me that Kohanim are included in Tkiya Shofar. Salkatay Tchamina Holu Tnan. I might have thought, based since the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah Shavah Yovel Rosh Hashanah L'Tkios Ulebrachos, that in Yom Kippur of Yovel we do a Tkiya and we are Mevarich on the Tkiya just like we do on Rosh Hashanah each and every year. So the Isay B'Mitzvos Yovel Isay Mitzvos Rosh Hashanah, and therefore I would assume that only those who are included in all of the mitzvahs of Yovel are also included in all the mitzvahs of Rosh Hashanah, namely of Tkiya, the Leisei mitzvahs Yovel, Leisei mitzvahs Rosh Hashanah, but those who are not included in all the mitzvahs of Yovel are not included in the mitzvah of Tkiya and Rosh Hashanah. Vahani Kohani, hol v'lesnu v'mitzvahs to Yovel, since Kohanim are not included in all of the mitzvahs of Yovel, they shouldn't be included in Tkiya of Rosh Hashanah. What does it mean they're not included in all the mitzvahs of Yovel? The Mishnah says, Kohanim Levi'im Mochrin the Olam, they're always able to sell their Steachuza, even Bishnas HaYovel, they're able to sell their Steachuza, and if they sell their Steachuza, Goel in the Olam, they could be Goel the field right away. They don't need to wait the normal 2 years that everybody else has to wait before they're Goel the field. The Yisrael who sells the Steachuza is not allowed to be Goel until 2 years pass from the day of the Mechira. That's a pasuk in the Torah, B'mispar Shnei Tavuos Yimacher Lach, that he has to sell it at least for 2 years of tevuos, for two crops that come out of that field. So Kohanim are allowed to be goel right away. So ema b'mitzvah Rosh Hashanah nami lo l'chayvu. So I would therefore have a havamina that Kohanim are not included in the chiyuv tkiyah Rosh Hashanah. So kamash v'la nihid lesnu bashmatas karka bashmatas ksafim b'shuluach avadim mir isnu. That granted they're not included in hashmatas karka, meaning Kohanim the din of Yovel that relates to Karka doesn't apply to Kohanim, but nevertheless other dinim of Yovel do apply to Kohanim, and therefore Tkios and Rosh Hashanah apply to Kohanim. Which other dinim of Yovel apply to Kohanim? Hashmatas Ksafim and Shiluach Avadim. The fact that they're Shmitas Ksafim and that they send away their Avadim go free at Yovel. Tosfos points out that the Sifri in Parshas Bahar says that Shmatas Ksafim doesn't happen at Yovel. It's only during Shemitah that Hashmatas Ksafim happens. So what does it mean? They're including another dinim of Yovel like Shmitas Ksafim. Shmitas Ksafim is a Shemitah halacha. It's not a Yovel halacha. But nevertheless, Tosfos points out that Hashmatas Ksafim is related to Yovel, because Shemitah is only noig on a daraisa level, bizman shay Yovel noig. So in that sense, it's a halacha that emanates from Yovel, even though it's not something that actually happens during the Yovel year. The Achronim raised the kasha to Re'evan and others that the din of Mochrin Liolam and Golan Liolam is not a din in Kohanim and Levi'im, it's a din in the Achuza of Kohanim and Levi'im. And therefore, even a Yisrael who's Yoresh a field or a house in an Ir Choma from his grandfather who happens to be a Levi is allowed to be Mochra Liolam V'Go'ala Liolam, or a Levi or a Kohen who is Yoresh a field from his grandfather's Yisrael is Eino Mochra Liolam V'Eino Go'ala Liolam. So how can the Gemara say that the Havamina that a Kohen is Pater from Shofar and Rosh Hashanah is because he's not including all the Dinam of Yovel, because look, he's Mochra Liolam, he's Go'ala Liolam? It's not true. Kohanim are not excluded from the normal Dinam of Mechira and Geula. It's the fields of Kohanim. It's the Achuza of Kohanim that's excluded. But Kohanim themselves, if they're dealing with their grandfather's field as Yisrael, that they were Yoresh, that is absolutely included. So the Turi Evan says, maybe we're assuming like the Shita of Rebbe, that we're going to see in about a month from now, that the din of Mochun Liolam and Goalim Liolam is only by a Ben Levi and in Arei HaLeviim. But Yisrael is Yoresh a field from his grandfather who's a Levi, or a Levi is Yoresh a field from his grandfather who's a Yisrael, is Eino Mochun Liolam and Lo Goal Liolam. So it's also partially a halacha, at least, in the Kohen and Levi himself. The reason that you're Mochun Liolam and Goalim Liolam if you're Kohanim, that idea that Mochun Liolam and Goalim Liolam is not only true by Kohanim, it's true by Leviim as well, Tulsus points out. And therefore the Gemara could have said, not just Kohanim it's Trichalei, but Kohanim and Leviim it's Trichalei. Meaning, what are we trying to figure out over here? Why do we have to say that everyone's Chayiv in Tekiyah Shofar, Kohanim, Leviim, Yisraelim? So our Gemara's teretz was, oh, it's a chiddush that Kohanim are Chayiv in Tekiyah Shofar. So it says Tulsus, no, it's a chiddush both that Kohanim and Leviim are Chayiv in Tekiyah Shofar, because both of them are excluded from this halacha of Mechira and Geula by Yovel. Shida Mekubetzes writes in the name of the Rush that the reason the Gemara doesn't say Leviim is because the first reason that we gave before of the Isid Bitzkiya Dekula Shasa is only by Kohanim, doesn't apply to Leviim. But this reason in Echinami applies to Leviim as well. Okay, next. Hakol Chayavim B'mikra Megillah Kohanim Leviim Yisraelim. Everyone's Chayavim B'mikra Megillah Kohanim Leviim and Yisraelim. Pshita, of course they're all Chayavim B'mikra Megillah. All Jews are Chayavim Mitzvahs. Lo Tzricha Livtol Avodasam. Now the Chiddush is that they should be mevatel their avod in the Beis Hamikdash for the sake of Kriyas Megillah. Okay, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kohanim ba'avodasam Leviim b'duchanim Yisrael b'ma'amadan mevatel avodasam uvan l'shmuel mikra Megillah. No matter what you're doing in the Beis Hamikdash, the Kohanim doing their avod, the Leviim b'duchanan, the Yisraelim b'ma'amadan, they should be mevatel whatever it is that they're doing. The Leviim used to have to stand on the duchan in the Beis Hamikdash to be the meshorerim, to be the singers. It's a dafyomi coincidence. This week's parasha we talk about the ages of the Leviim that served as Mishorim, and when they retired, Rashi says that's when they became Mishawarim, that's when they became gatekeepers, but the voice gets a little bit old after a certain amount of time. So and the Yisraelim b'ma'amadim, because they used to the Kohanim and Leviim would divide into 24 Mishmaros, Yisraelim would also divide into 24 Mishmaros, and every week they one Mishmar would work in the Beis Hamikdash, and the Anshei Maimed of that week would gather together and fast and daven, and that the Karbanos should be accepted. So even though it's your time to be doing that, you're mevatel all of that to go here in Mikra Megillah. So that's a chiddush that they're chayiv in Mikra Megillah. And this is true, the Rishonim point out, even if the avodah is going to be misbatel legamri. Let's say it's Ben Arbayim already, and if they go and they read the Megillah, the Karban Tum is not going to be brought. The Tum Shel Ben Arbayim will not be brought. That's what the Taz writes in Hilchos Purim, that's in explaining Shitas HaRambam, that Shitas HaRambam is that even if it means that we're going to miss out on the Tamei Shel Ben Arbayim, the Chiv of Mikra Megillah is so great that you have to go catch Mikra Megillah. The Ran in Maseches Megillah says that Kriyas Megillah is Kodemes LaAvoda only if you're going to do both. Meaning, it's Kodemes. Sometimes you have a din of Kedima in terms of which one comes first. Sometimes you have a din of Kedima in terms of which one happens at all. That if you have to make a choice, it's a triage situation. One of them is going to happen, the other one's not going to happen. So the Rambam understands that Mikra Megillah beats Avodah on both levels, that it comes first, and even if only one of them could happen, only Mikra Megillah will happen, not Avodah. Whereas the Ran's Shita in the beginning of Maseches Megillah is no, Mikra Megillah comes first if both can happen. But if the Avodah is not going to be able to happen on account of Mikra Megillah, well then you have to stick with the Avodah and not do Mikra Megillah. Hakol Chayavim B'Zimun Karan B'Vim Yisrael. Then we said that everyone's Chayavim Zimun Karan B'Vim Yisrael. Pshita Lo Tzricha Deka Achli Kodshin Salka Taita Chamina V'Achlas HaMashar Kupar Behem Omer Achmana V'Hal Kaparehi, that the eating of Kodshin that Kohanim do, Achilas Kodshin, is Mishum Kapara, and therefore I would think that it's not considered a Kaviyah Su'udah to be chayiv in zimun kamash malan the achalta v'savata marachman avayisnu. So the chiddush is that the mechayiv of birchas hamazon is the svia, and even when you're doing an achila that achieves a different goal, it achieves kapara, but it still achieves that same goal that all eating achieves, which is v'savata. And as long as it achieves that, as long as one achieves satiation from eating, so then he's going to be chayiv in birchas hamazon. The Eben Yisrael discusses why does the Brisa mention zimun and not birchas hamazon, meaning that's the lechora what it's really about, v'achalta v'savata uveirachta. So he says that in Tosefta the girsa in fact is birchas hamazon. The Meshech Chachma on the pasuk of Yachalta v'Savata v'Rachta explains the Gemara to be talking about Birchas HaMazon, that even though it says Zimun, it's clearly about Birchas HaMazon. Meshech Chachma writes that the chiyuv of Birchas HaMazon is because when a person eats and is soveya, he's olul livot. He's very likely to be boit by Hashem, because pentochal v'Savata v'Shachachta Hashem Elokecha, that's what great material success tends to lead us down a path where we tend to forget the role of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that dafka b'shasviya you should recall HaKadosh Baruch Hu and give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he's the one that gives you koach lasos chayil, and he's the one that gives it, and he's the one that gave you all of the food that you ate. But when it comes to achilas mitzvah, says the Meshech Chachma, I would have a hava amina that there's no chiv of birchas hamazon, because the whole nature of the achila is a recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so I don't need another reminder of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's that such a mitzvah is not going to come to lead me to be boet by Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's why the Chiddush of the Brayis says that even Achilas Kodshim could still lead to this, and therefore is still going to require Birchas HaMazon. So that's the Meshech Chachma understands, that all of this is about Birchas HaMazon. Okay, the Brayis goes on. Kol mitzdarf in the Zimun. Brayis tells us that everyone is mitzdari for Zimun. Kanim levim Yisraelim. Pshita, of course everyone's mitzdari. Why not? Lo tzricha dekach mikanim truma o kodshim zarka al chulchulin. Then no, you have Kanim eating food that's off limits to a czar, and the czar is eating regular food. So I might think that since if the czar were to want to partake of the food that the kohen is eating, he cannot do so. Same with the tzarif, therefore he shouldn't be mitzarif to the zimun. Kamash malan, that what? Nihi dezar ba dekohen lematziachul, kohen ba dezar matziachul. You don't need a two-way street. You only need a one-way street. Since the kohen could partake of that which the czar is eating, therefore they're able to be mitzarif for a zimun. So this is a fundamental halacha in zimun. When can you be mitzarif for the zimun? Only when at least one of the parties can eat from the food that the other party is eating. But if nobody can eat from the other party's food, then you cannot be mitzarif in zimun. The Magen Avraham writes in Hilchos Birchas HaMazon, Magen Avraham writes in the name of the Aguda that if two people are eating basar and one person is eating gvina, they are mitzarif together, because it's true those that are eating basar are not going to be allowed to eat from the bread that the guy who's eating cheese is eating from, because it's meluchlach begvina, and you're not allowed to eat chalav after eating basar, but the guy who's eating gvina is able to eat from the bread that the fellows who are eating basar are eating from, because after eating gvina, you're allowed to eat basar. All you need to do is be mekaneach as piv. You just need to clean out your mouth, and you're allowed to eat basar, and that's good enough to be mitzari for zimun, as long as somebody's allowed to eat from everybody's food. And that's derived from our sugya. The Aguda then adds that if it's the shvur Shachal Bo Tishbav, and there are two people that are eating basar, and they're not machmir not to eat basar during the Shavuot Shachal Bo Tishbav, and there's one guy that's eating gavina, and he is careful not to eat basar during that week, then they're not mitzarif, because then nobody could eat from anybody else's food, because even the guy that's eating cheese is not able to eat from the lechem that the other two that are eating basar, because it's meluchlach bebasar. Magen Avraham then quotes that Hagos Min Hagim is cholik, and holds that even in such a case they're mitzarif, because it could be that there will be one loaf of bread that they'll all be able to eat from. And the Magen Avraham asks that from our sugya, that Kohanim that are eating truma are mitzarif with the Yisrael only because the Kohanim are able to eat that which the Yisraelim are eating. We don't say such as far, oh, someone might bring a new loaf of bread, slice it up, and divide it amongst all of us. That's not good enough to the idea that a new loaf, a new item might be introduced to the meal that we're all able to partake of. No, I need to be able to partake of what's being eaten at the Su'uda right now. So that's what the Magen Avraham derives all this based on the klal that comes out of our sugya. Says the Gemara further, our Mishnah. Now we go back into Arachin. Our Mishnah said, Hakol Ma'arichin, Kohanim Levim Yisraelim. Everyone could be chayiv in an erech vow, whether it be Kohen Levi Yisrael. So Pshita, Amar Rabba Lo Nitzrucha, Elul Ben Bukhri. The Chiddush is according to the Shita of Ben Bukhri. Titnan, because the Mishnah says in Masech HaShkalim, when it comes to the mitzvah of Machzah Shekel that every Jew is chayiv to give each and every year, so and they use that money to buy the Karbonos HaTzibur, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Hey Ben Bukhri Biyah. Ben Bukhri said an edus in Yavne, that just means that this was this halacha was learned on that one day when all of Masech Zedios was learned. Tein li Yavne v'chacham ha, and all the chacham got together, and there were many different teachings that they heard that they were afraid might be forgotten. So Ben Bukhri was made by Yavne as far as Kohanim, that even though Kohanim are not chayiv in Machsa Shekel, kol Kohen sheshokel eino chote. If a Kohen wants to give Machsa Shekel, it's not going to cause that the behemoth that's bought with that machzah shekel is going to be chulun nazara. Amar Rav Yochanan Zakkai, lo kein, ela kol kohen she'eino shokel chotei. I would say different. I would say that any kohen that does not give machzah shekel is considered a chotei. It says by machzah shekel, ze yitnu, ze begematria is 12, and that teaches us that all 12 shvatim are chayiv in machzah shekel, including Shevet Levi. The fact that it says kol ha'over doesn't mean anyone who's counted together with Yisrael. It just means anyone who's over biyamsuf is chayiv to be shokel. That's how Tosfos quotes from Yerushalmi. So a kohen absolutely has to give machzah shekel. Ella, why is there havamina that they don't? Shakohanim darshan mikros aliatzman. The kohanim would darshan the pasuk in a way that benefits them, but is not really accurate. The pasuk says v'kol minchas kohen kalil tia lo seachel. That when a kohen brings a mincha, it has to be totally burnt, and no one gets to eat it. So the Kohanim said, "Oh, ho v'omer shtei alechem lechem apanim shalanu heim." The omer, the shtei alechem, the lechem apanim. These are all karbanos that require eating. So if we're going to contribute to the purchasing of these karbanos, heichem nachalin, how could they be eaten? The pasuk says that a karban that belongs to a kohen, a mincha that belongs to a kohen, has to be entirely burnt. Ben Bukhri nami kimidel chalchiv lo mechayvi laasuye kimaisi nami chotehu the kamayil chulun lazara. So the Gemara answers, no, they give it to the tzibur. Meaning the Gemara asks, according to Ben Bukhri, wait a second, how is it that it's not a violation of Chulun Lazari if you hold the Karna Martaka Pater from Machzah Shekel? So when they give the Machzah Shekel, then you can use that Machzah Shekel to buy Karbanos. Why isn't it a violation of Chulun Lazari? So the Gemara explains, no, they bring the Machzah Shekel if they want to, and they give it as a matana to the tzibur, and that way, once it's a matana, it's given over entirely to the tzibur, so it's no longer chulun ba'azara. That's how they get around that issue. So all of this is to lead to the following. Salka daita chamina. So there's a havamina as follows. Ho, l'ksiv v'kal erkecha yeh b'shekel ha-kodesh, that the pasuk by Arachin Dafka talks about shekel ha-kodesh. So I would think that that's a hekesh between Arachin and Shkalim, called the Ise b'shkalim, Ise b'arachin. Anyone who's included in the parsha of Shkalim is also included in the parsha of Arachin. V'ani kohanim hol v'lesnu b'shkalim, lesnu b'arachin, and kohanim who are therefore, according to Ben Bukhri at least, not included in Shkalim, should also not be included in Arachin. So kamash milan, that's why it has to tell me that kohanim are in fact ma'arich him, even according to Ben Bukhri. Amalei Abaye, hai v'kol erkecha l'kol arachin shatamarech lo yu p'chus miselu hu da'asa. So Abaye asks that the pasuk of v'kol erkecha is not there to teach a hekesh between arachin and shkalim. No, it teaches a different thing. That kol arachin shatamarech, whenever you do an erech, it should never be less than a sela. So if that's the case, even according to Ben Bukhri, kohanim there's no havamina to pata kohanim, and our Mishnah shouldn't need to tell me that Kohanim are included in Arachin. Elam Rabbi says, okay, so a second possibility of what the chiddush of our Mishnah is, that Kohanim are included in Arachin. It's Tzrich. Salka Daitech Amina Holok Sivu P'tuyav Ben Chodesh Tifta Be'erkecha. I might have thought that since the Pasuk by Pidina Ben refers to Erkecha, so that itself is a hekesh between Arachin and Pidina Ben, and therefore the drasha would be called Dizeh that only those who are included in Pinyan Ben are included in Arachin, but those who are not included in Pinyan Ben, namely Kohanim, are also not included in Arachin. So Kamash Malah, that's what our Mishnah is telling me. The Kohanim are, yes, included in Arachin. They could be Ma'arichim. So ask the Gemara, Amalei Rava, Elameata, if that's the case, that there's room to darshin, that there's a hekesh between Pinyan Ben and Arachin, Gabe El Asham, well then by the pasuk that talks about a carbon Asham Gezelos, Duchsiv, Ve Es Ashamo Yavil Hashem Ayil Tamim Minatzon Be'erkecha. So Hachinami, you're going to make a similar drasha. Anytime the Torah uses a word that sounds like Arachin, you're going to make a drasha that only those who are included in that parsha of the Torah are also included in Arachin. That only those who are included in Arachin are Chayiv in El Asham. Tumtum van Drogenus, the Lasnu Barachin, Lasnu Ba'el Ha'asham, and therefore it would turn out that in Tumtum van Drogenus, who do not have an Erech, are Pata from Karban Asham, that can't be, because they're Jewish people, as far as every other Halacha is concerned. Why would they be Pata from an Asham if they generated a Chiyuv of an Asham? So it must be that this Hekish is not a real Hekish, and therefore if this Hekish is not a viable Hekish, the Hekish between Arachin and Pidyon HaBen is not a viable hekish. And if that's the case, we don't have any svara to exclude Kohanim from Arachin. Abaye's whole svara to exclude Kohanim from Arachin was because there's a hekish between Arachin and Pidyon HaBen, and they're already excluded from Pidyon HaBen. But once you tell me that the hekish is not a valid hekish to Pidyon HaBen, so then there's no havamina to exclude Kohanim from Arachin. Why do I need our Mishnah to tell me that Kohanim are included in Arachin? So third try. Ella Amar Rava. Rava suggests the following. Vitem Ravashi, or Ravashi says it. Itzrich. Salka daitachamina holuksiv v'emidol lefnei kohen v'lo kohen lefnei kohen. I might have thought that since the pasuk says by an ani, that's marich himself, or is marich anybody else, but he doesn't have the money to pay for the erech, that the pasuk says that we're mamid him in front of the kohen, that implies only Yisrael we could be mamid in front of a kohen, but not a kohen lefnei a kohen, meaning kohanim are not betoras arachin, they cannot be marich. So kamash milan, that's why the Mishnah tells me that that's not true, that kohanim are included in parshas arachin, just like Yisrael is included in parshas arachin. So that's the final answer of the Gemara of what the chiddush of our Mishnah is, that a kohen is included in arachin, that it's not based on any hekesh, but just based on the fact that the pasuk says v'amid lefnei kohen, I might have thought that that excludes the kohen from being omed lefnei kohen. Now we had said ne'arachin v'asuyim menuvel mukashchid. We had said previously back on the Beis Amud Aleph that when the Mishnah says hakol ne'arachin, that everybody is ne'arach, that even means a menuvel and mukashchid can be the subject of an erach vow. So minanimili, how do I know that? Tan Rabban, because the Brisa tells us as follows: Be'erkecha lahavi erech sasum. That comes to include even erech. Now we're going to have this long Brisa. It's going to have many halachos. One of the many halachos the Brisa is going to teach us relates to a menuvel mukashchin. So we just have to hang in there. We're going to go through the whole Brisa. So the first part is just the pasuk says be'erkecha. That tells me that even an erech sasum. Erech sasum means erech stam. That you don't say the erech. Normally, the way to take an erech vow is the erech of that guy or that lady or that, you know, based on gender and age, and you identify a person that you're giving the erech of. What if you just say, I'm giving an erech to the Beis HaMikdash? Just stam. So that's also a viable erech vow, and we'll have to see in the Gemara what exactly you're chayiv to do in that case. The Brisa brings another drasha, Dover Acher, Be'erkecha, Erech Kulo Hunosein. He has to give the erech of the entire person, Velo Erech Evarim. You don't give the erech of particular limbs of a person's body. You can't say, I'm giving the erech of that guy's arm or that guy's leg. So Yachl Shanim Moti Aftav Shem Shem Tlubo, I might think you can't even give the erech of someone's head, something that if the person didn't have, they would die. Talmud Omer, that's why the pasuk says, Nefashos. That's what we learn from Nefashos. Shows that the erech is talui in the nefesh, and if you are ma'arech and evesh and neshamat liyabo, you give the erech of the entire person. So if I say I'm giving the erech of this fellow's head to the Beis HaMikdash, then you give the erech of that entire person to the Beis HaMikdash, because his head is his the neighbor Shanashamit Liyabo. Oh, once we mention what we darshan from Nefashos, there are a few other drashas we have from Nefashos. Nefashos velo ames, that you give an erech of a live person, you cannot give the erech
you kind of become chayiv in the erech of a dead person. Otsias a mace, below otsias a goses. So I would exclude a mace, but not a goses. A goses still has an erech. Tamalomer, that's what the pasuk says. Ve'amido ve'erech. The pasuk says ve'amido l'fnei ha'kohen ve'erech also ha'kohen. Kol sheyeshem ba'amada yeshem ba'racha ve'kol sheinu ba'amada einu ba'racha. Only someone who's able to be omid l'fnei ha'kohen is included in our rachin. Someone who's not able to be omid l'fnei ha'kohen, namely a goses, so is not included in our rachin. Davar Acher, another drasha from Nifashos. Nifashos, Einli Ella Echad Sheherich Echad. I would only know that one person could be Marich the value of one other person. Echad Sheherich Meya Minayin. How do I know that I could be even be Chayiv if I look at a giant crowd of people and I say, I'm going to give the Erech of all of those people that I could be Chayiv in that as well? Tamalomer Nifashos. That's what we learned from Nifashos, that it's nefashos rabos that you could be chayiv in the erech of that it's not only about a yachid. Davar Acher, another drasha from nefashos that it teaches as follows: nefashos ainli ela ish sherech bein ish bein isha isha shericha ish isha shericha isha minayin. I would only know that a man can make an erech vow whether it be about a woman or about a man. How do I know that a woman could make an erech vow whether it be about a man or about a woman, that she could be chayiv in an erech? Tamalomer nefashos. That's why it says nefashos, that any nefesh is able to be ma'arich, and a woman is certainly included in nefesh. Tosos Maseches Sukkah and Daf Chav Ches raises a question: why I need a special riboy for an isha? In Sukkah it says that hishva kasuv isha leish lekalonch in Shabbat Torah, that any time there's a halacha in the Torah, we always naturally assume, unless you have something to exclude, that it always applies to both men and women. Ah, women are chayiv in mitzvah shasman grama. Yet there's a drasha that women are chayiv in mitzvah shasman grama in Maseches Kiddushin. And how many mitzvahs is that already? That's it's a half a dozen mitzvahs maybe that women are actually pater from because of mitzvah shasman grama. Rabbi Sobolevsky said he once challenged the boys in his shir. How many mitzvah shasman grama are women actually pater from? So once he got rid of the those guys who just didn't know anything and started suggesting like crazy, 10,000. And it'll be like there are only 613 mitzvahs in the Torah. It can't be 10,000, right? So let's start with this. There are only 248 mitzvahs hasei, right? So let's starting with that. But it's really only half a dozen mitzvah shazman grama that women are pater from. So, but normally the kol onshna and every los hasei in the Torah and every mitzvah in the Torah, women are included. So Tos says the Gemara over there is only talking about parshios that are said b'lashon zachar. But whenever it says ish, specifically, so that really is only about an ish, and there's havamina that an isha would not be included, and that's why we need nefashos to dafka be marba in isha, to include an isha in the parsha. Dovaracher nefashos l'rabos menuvel mukashkin, that nefashos comes to include, and this is why we're quoting this whole brisa, a menuvel and mukashkin in arachin sheyachal, because I might have had havamina neder be'erkecha kol sheyeshna b'dam yeshna b'arachin kol sheyeno b'dam minu b'arachin, that only people who have monetary value are included in Arachin, but of Menuvel and Mukashkin you would never want to buy because you'd be too disgusted to look at them every single day. So they therefore shouldn't have Arachin either. Tamalomar Nefashos. That's why it says Nefashos. Vahaya Erkechal, the rabbis Tumtum Vandroginus Ladanin. And that comes to tell me that in Tumtum Vandroginus have monetary value, and someone who says Dama Valai on the Tumtum Vandroginus is Chayiv. Sheyachal, I would have thought Neder Be'erkecha, that we make this hekish between a neder and an erech. So kol sheyeshnu ba'arachin yeshnu b'dam, kol sheinu ba'arachin einu b'dam, that only those that have an erech could be included in damim, but those that do not have an erech, if you say dam of a lie, they would not be chayiv of anything either, and therefore tumtum androgynous who do not have an erech, I would think that if you accept upon yourself the damim of a tumtum androgynous, that you wouldn't be chayiv of anything either. Tamalomer, that's why the pasuk says v'haya erekecha, that it's a riboy that they have damim. How do I know the tumtum androgynous don't have an erech? Because hazachar zachar v'lo tumtum v'androgynous yachal lo yu be'erechish avlo yu be'erechisha. I would only know from there that a tumtum androgynous don't have the erech of a man, but maybe they are considered to have the erech of a woman, that if you say erech alai on a tumtum androgynous, you at least give the erech of an akeva of that age. Tamalomar Bahaya Erkacha Hazachar Vim Nikevahi. So the extra hey in Hazachar and the Vim by Nikeva teaches us Zachar Vada and Nikeva Vadas will tum tum androgynous. That in Arachin only is Zachar Vada and Nikeva Vadas, but not a tum tum androgynous. So since tum tum androgynous are excluded from Arachin, so I would have assumed that they're excluded from Damim as well. That's what Vahaya Erkacha teaches me, that they're included in Damim, even though they're excluded from Arachin. So now we go back to explain every detail of this Braisa. That's the Braisa. So Amar Ma, we said in the beginning of the Braisa, Be'erkacha l'rabos erich stam, that it comes to tell me that even if you don't specify whose erich you're giving, you're still chayiv. My erich stam, what does that mean? What is your chayiv exactly? Titania, ha'omer erich stam alai, nosin kepacha shabe Arachin, you give the cheapest erich value. The kama pacha shabe Arachin, shlosh shkalim, if you look in the Torah, the pacha shabe Arachin is a nekei is a female between the age of 30 days and 5 years, so that's shlosha shkalim. You give 3 shkalim. The ema chamishim, why don't I give the most expensive erech value, the male between 20 and 60 years old, which is 50? No, tafasta meruba lo tafasta. Whenever you have an option, tafasta mua tafasta. Whenever it's something is unclear, we always go with the absolute given. The absolute given is the smallest possible amount, and then the rest is only possible. So we always go with the absolute smallest amount. That's the absolute given. So you only give the cheapest erech. The ema shekel, is the cheapest erech really 3 shekelim? Maybe it's 1 shekel. The chsiv, because the pasuk says, "V'kol erkecha yeh b'shekel hakodesh," that there is an erech that's only 1 shekel. Says Gemara, no. Ha'u b'esegyadu the chsiv. That's not an actual erech. That's talking about a case where a person can't afford, the ma'arich can't afford to give that which he had committed to give. So then the ma'arich hakohen gives his chiyuv based on what his what he's able to afford, and the pasuk is telling me that nevertheless that erech can't be any less than 1 shekel. That even if he's very very poor, he's got to give at least 1 shekel. But the as far as the set arachin in the Torah, the cheapest one is shlosh shekelim, and therefore an erech stam has to pay at least shlosh shekelim. Vel kra lamli, why do I need a pasuk berkecha to be mechayiv an erech stam? Of course he's chayiv. He said that he's giving an erech. So Rav Nachman, Rav Baravua, lomer sheinu nidon behasagyad, to tell me that we don't treat him like someone who can't afford an erech where he only gives 1 shekel. My taima kumefarish tami, because it's as if he said, I am giving 3 shekelim, because he knows that of the set erechim in the Torah, the smallest one is 3 shekelim, and that's therefore what he intended to give. It's not like someone who says erech ploni alai, knowing that he can't afford to actually give the erech of that ploni, where he might only have to give 1 shekel. If a person says, I'm going to give an erech that says in the Torah, even though he didn't say which one, it's got to be at least 3 shkalim. Ikeda Amri, others say as follows, that Amr Rav Nachman Amr Baravua, that the word be'erkecha is needed to tell me that someone who's ma'arich stam is like any other erech, and nidon behesegyad, that if he doesn't have 3 shkalim, then he taka only does give 1 shekel. Says Mar Pshita, but isn't it pashut that he's nidon behesegyad? So ma'al detema kemefarish tam. You know, I might think it's as if he said beferish, I'm going to give shlosh shkalim, in which case he can't get away with only 1 shekel, kamash malan. Therefore, comes tell me it's like any other erech that itaka would get away with giving only 1 shekel if that's all he can afford. Davar acher, the brisa then goes on to say be'erkecha erech kulo hu nosein veinu nosein erech d'mei evarim, that when you give the erech to somebody, you got to give his entire erech, not just the erech of some of his limbs. You can't say erech yodi olai or something like that. But wait a second, didn't we already use the word be'erkecha to tell me about an erech stam? So kari be'erech be'erkecha, 2 different drashos. It could have said erech and then it says be'erkecha, the pasuk says erkecha to darshan that you can't give the erech of evarim. Yachol shani motzi davar shana shamat liyabo, the brisa goes on to say that I might think that even if he commits the nevar shana shamat liyabo, that it doesn't count as real erech. Tamalomar nifashos. Nifashos velo es ha-meis. We also darshan in the brisa that nifashos, but the erech of a meis is nothing. Va-pikte. But wait, we just already used nifashos for a different drasha. Kari be nefesh nifashos. 2 separate drashas can be made because just the word nefesh alone and the fact that it says nifashos. So the Gemara explains the rest of the brisa. Otzias ha-meis velo otzias ha-goseis. I would have thought to exclude a mace from a rachin, but not a goseis. Tamalomar v'amido v'herich. Ihachi, that's why it has to be someone who's able to have hamad v'aracha, and a goseis is not. Ihachi mace nami typically mivamid v'herich. So why do I need a fashos to tell me that you don't give the erich of a mace? A mace also can't have hamad v'aracha. It should be from there. Hachinami, you're right. That's where we know a mace from as well. Vel nefesh and fashos lamali, because we're in the name of the kaman. So what's my second drasha from the fashos then? Oh, it's one of the other drushas that the Bryce is about to make. Such as Tavracher, Nefashos, and Liela Echacharich, Echad, Echacharich, Meyaminayim, Tamalam, Nefashos. How do I know that even if one guy is marrying 100 people that he's Chayiv? Oh, that's from Nefashos. Tavracher, another possibility. Nefashos, and Liela Isharich, Ishbein Isha, Isha Sharicha Ish, Visha Sharicha Ishaminayim. How do I know a woman is Chayiv in Arachin? Tamalam, Nefashos. Tavracher, another drasha, Nefashos, Lavi Menuvel Mukashkin, that a Menuvel Mukashkin have an Erech. So, frankly, we're Vahapikta. But the Bryce already used the word nefashos for all the drushas that we already said. They could be ma'arich 100 people, a woman could be ma'aricha. So how can you also learn this limud from nefashos? So anach lo tzrich yikra. No, the other drushas don't really need a pasuk. My time, shakalu v'yavau kulam. Meaning, there's no reason to say any one of these drushas over the others, to commit to one of them more than the others. So therefore, one time, the word nefesh is able to teach me all three of these drushas. Evashem Hashem Tzliyabo, Echad Sharich Meya, Isha Sharicha. So you don't need one nefesh is good enough for that. So Kis Rukhra. So we have the other nefashos to teach me Lemanuval and Mukashkin, who the Isrich, that Lemanuval and Mukashkin are also included in the Parsha of Arachim. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up from there in the continuation of the Drasha of this Brisa.